Hiya, Danny.
Hiya, Belinda.
I've got something to tell you about something living in one of my cars.
What's living in one of your cars, Belinda?
Believe it or not, tadpoles.
Wow!
Oh, no!
That's a damp car, gal. Come on, leave out no detail. When did you first find out, and how comes tadpoles live in your car?
Right. Well, my husband's got this thing about frogs. He likes frogs, and he's always wanted frogs.
Sounds like a good man.
A few months ago, one of the little lads from up the street brought him down a carrier bag full of frog spawn.
Cool.
So we put it in the pond in the garden, and the pond develops a leak. So he thinks, oh, what am I going to do? So I've got an old TR7 in the garage. So he puts a liner in the boot, puts loads of water in it, and puts the frog spawn in the boot.
Now, hold on a minute, egghead Einstein. A man has a leak in his pond, so he figures, I'll put it in the boot of my car.
Oh, my TR7
mine. Car.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
Why not?
Okay, sure. Okay, so there we have the setup now. We have the leaking pond draining away into the boot of a sports car. Yeah, okay.
Well, we've got another pond as well, but it's got...
My other car's a pond.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, go on.
No, but the other pond's got fish in it, and we tried putting the tadpoles in the pond.
Oh, won't do. No, won't do.
And it really wasn't a good idea.
Nope.
You just kept getting eaten.
Of course, from fish point of view, couldn't have been better.
And
I dare say the tadpoles that survived came out as a better and, you know, deeper thinking tadpoles.
Well,
but nevertheless,
they're
not going to survive. Yeah, go on.
But now, as they turn into frogs, he releases them back into the garden.
Cool, okay. So far, it's all right. But then, when did you discover that not all the tadpoles had made the journey to pond two?
Well, some of them are still in the car.
Some are actually the bodies of tadpoles are in your car.
Yeah.
Are they alive at all?
Yeah, of course they are.
They're alive still in the boot of a car.
Yeah, of course
this
they
is
are.
The greatest story I've ever heard. That's it. We can shut up shop now. Bye, everyone. We'll keep, we'll amuse yourself for the next half an hour. You know.
But he's got lots of cars as well that he's had for years and years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but no, I'm sorry, you're not going to deflect us here from the tadpoles and the boot thing. I thought the ultimate car boot story was the beginning of Goodfellas. I thought, whenever you're looking for car boot stories, you can say, what about the beginning of Goodfellas? Now, we say, what about our friend's TR7?
Tadpoles.
Wow.
Oh, it's a convertible TR as well.
What happens when they hatch out, if that's the phrase I want?
Well, when they turn into little frogs,
he's
built like a little bridge for them.
Yeah.
So he can take them out of the car and put them back in the garage, in the garden.
It's the best thing. You see, what we need, Alice, right, is to go onto television with a people show.
Yeah.
Every week we wander around the country looking at those crazy maniacs of the Republic. And this is it, the first stop we make, this fella's TR7.
And TR7?
The piece to camera goes something like this. Very nice setup here in the Lake District. Two cars, two ponds even. But this family are a family with a secret. You see, some people like to go back to the land, and some people like to go back to the hotel. Our friend Chris here has managed to do both. Open up the boot of the car, camera goes in on proper. Yes, it's an Inter VT. You got it. It's in one. This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
best
ball
we've ever had. Of course it's all. If we were true to our word, we would have closed down there like the BBC used to at midday.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more programmes for 4:40, so go and amuse yourself. Radio 1 feels if we built up for just 1 second, people won't like us. But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. What nitwits are going to be filling in after I've disappeared off here from some brand new DJ I'll come in, but you won't get your front spawn stories in the back of TR7. That's the problem.